Police logs in the newspaper are often kind of dull, names, dates, and a terse description of the crime committed, usually about all you get. But the Rochester Times police log is packed with poetry and puns. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Listen to this.
At Halloween upon a street where youngsters go for trick-or-treat, a worried parent calls the cops. His kid's been handed Hall's cough drops. A curiosity has gripped us, cherry, mint, or eucalyptus. Dad makes the point it's medication and not the stuff of celebration. Please check out this plot of terror and find it was a simple error.
John Nolan writes the police log and edits the Rochester Times. He's delivered tales of odd and scary behavior for some 22 years now, some of it with his signature puns, some of it in rhyme. But Nolan used to write it like everyone else.
Kind of tedious and dreadful.
So one night, he decided to try a little experiment.
I wrote a dog barks on Ten Rod Road, and I added, deep in the forest a berry drops, because I'd been reading some Japanese haikus, so that was in my mind.
Managing editor Rod Doherty says he's a little surprised just how popular Nolan's police log is.
If it doesn't appear, I will start to hear from people, where's the Rochester police log? Because I sit there thinking, hey, we put all this other news in the paper all the time, and you're calling up because the police log's not in there.
On Winter Street, a lady pushes a gentleman through a window to air a grievance.
Some readers point out these are serious issues, not jokes. That line about airing a grievance makes you smile until you think about what happened. Was that sexual assault? Was it a break-in? To a certain extent, Nolan agrees with the sentiment. After 17 years as a Glasgow, Scotland cop, he understands the ugliness of crime. But he says it's that job that taught him how to cope.
You'd see the very worst of behavior, but it was always lightened a little bit or softened by sort of gallows humor. That's how people get by.
Nolan doesn't just want people to chuckle. He's using crime to tell a story about how people live together.
5:47 p.m. With only a crescent moon, teens have to fight under a streetlight. 1:27 a.m. The people in the raucous Granite Street apartment are at it again, banging on walls and yelling louder than ever. 8:12 p.m. Spring has arrived. A bike is stolen from a Charles Street driveway.
Nolan thinks one reader nailed it when he said the log is gritty, with the self-confidence to poke fun at its own goings-on. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.
In a different part of town, there is another cause to frown. Trick-or-treaters all are shocked, for after a man's door is knocked, he answers it not how he should. He keeps appearing in the nude.
This is NPR News.